inside Browns training camp, day number 10. Another beautiful day here in Berea. Johnny Manziel back with the first team offense today. Brian Hoyer working with the second team, and it was a good day once again for the offense as they finally broke through in the red zone. Johnny Manziel hit Jim Dre for a big touchdown, and he also had some big hookups with Andrew Hawkins, and I caught up with Hawk after practice.
Hawk, offense got going in the pass game today. You came up with a bunch of big catches, starting to get some rhythm 2 days in a row. How's the offense feeling?
We're just trying to chip away at it every day, man. You know, it's good to come out here and make a couple of plays as an offense. You know, it's something to build on, but, you know, consistency is kind of our benchmark and what we're going for.
You had the chemistry from day one with Brian Hoyer, seemed to really be developing it with Johnny Manziel, especially the last couple of days. How's he progressing, and how do you feel about that relationship?
He's doing well, man. They're both, working their butts off, getting the offense down. Obviously, as time goes on, you know, I get a little more understanding. Johnny and Brian, they both get a little more understanding of each other. And you know, I think that's what you're seeing out there is that we're all just, you know, building together and kind of building the chemistry.
What are you looking forward to showing on Saturday preseason opener, finally, against another team, the Detroit Lions?
Just, day one building stuff, man. Just, you know, getting out there, getting back into playing shape, you know, getting used to being to the games and getting ready for, week one in Pittsburgh.
It was a good day for the receivers. Andrew Hawkins, Willie Snead, Josh Gordon, all making nice plays out there on the field for their quarterbacks. But the ground game also got going. Ben Tate had a couple of nice runs today and picked up where Isaiah Crowell left off yesterday, as the undrafted free agent rookie has really stood out with his ability to break long runs in camp, and I caught up with him after today's practice.
Isaiah, you come into this camp as an undrafted free agent. We know the talent is there. Do you still feel like you have a lot to prove to make it on this squad?
I feel like I got a lot to prove, to make it on the team. Really just not only on the field, but out the field too, you know what I'm saying? Show I'm a good person, you know what I'm saying? Can do the right thing.
I love the way you run the football. You've had the three longest runs so far in camp already. What do you feel when you get through that hole, you get in the open field? Because you got some surprising wiggle out there.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just try to make everybody miss, you know, that's the main thing, you know, and just get to the end zone, you know. I just run hard and, you know, just try to do my best out there. That's the main thing.
As a rookie running back, often it's the playbook and pass protection that are the two toughest things to really master. How do you feel you're doing in those regards?
I'm picking up on the playbook very well. The pass protections, you know, they come in also. That's the main thing, you know, protecting the quarterback, you know, because with no quarterback, you know, you can't win games.
Yes, the rookies continue to shine for the Browns, and today, once again, no exception. It all came down to one play, and Chris Kirksey batted down a Johnny Manziel pass to keep the orange jerseys on the defense once again. That'll do it for Inside Browns training camp here, day number 10. Be sure to stick around on ClevelandBrowns.com to get my one-on-one interview with Ben Tate, Coach Penn's post-practice presser, and all your Browns news right here at ClevelandBrowns.com.